Open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, please. So we'll look first in the fifth chapter, and we'll read down and get ready for the therefore in chapter 6. Verse 5, so also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he said unto them, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all that them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, since you're dull of hearing. But now he's about to go into that later. And that's where you really get into the meat of this book. For the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. Are you become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. For he's a baby, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even though who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Right there is our mission statement. To bring people from milk to meat and to become skillful in the word of righteousness and grow up and be mature. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection or maturity. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. This we will do if God permit. So, the principle of the fundamental doctrines of Christ. That makes these things sacred. You can take each one of these and spend sessions on it. So now, the laying on of hands. Hallelujah. So Lord, all right. Mark 16, you know that one had to be in there. So many people have received healing through this. He upbraided them because they didn't believe the people that told him he had risen. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that believes not will be condemned. These signs, these signatures will follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it'll not harm them. These are all signs. And here's another sign. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's an exceeding great and precious promise. Well, Mark 8:24. I know I'm going backwards. That's just a funny way of writing things. Mark 8:24. in the 22nd verse, he came to Bethsaida. They bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. Well, now, you can see right there, Jesus had to be famous for his touch. That's what they came to him. Touch him. That's all he needs. Just touch him. He'll be all right. So, praise God. So he put his hands, he led him out of town. Why did he do that? Too much unbelief. He got him out of town. They came to him. He agreed, but we're going out here. So, he laid his hands on him. And he asked him if he saw anything. He looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. Well, Brother Copeland, why did he do all that? In order to get him where he could see. Yes. Why? Well, I don't know. Ask him. There's a lot involved in it. And Jesus just didn't do it all just the same way every time. Mark 6:5, we talked about this, but let's look at it again. This is something good here. This is where he was in hometown there. It's more detailed in Luke's gospel, but this was Mark's account of it. And he began to teach in the synagogue. Many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. May I remind you of something? Every prophet is kin to somebody. There's only one that came here and wasn't kin to anybody, and that's Adam. Everybody since is kin to somebody. A person in my own family, bless his heart, I can see his thing. He said, do you think Kenneth is a prophet? And the person says, yeah, I think he is. He's, why, he's our kinfolk. Well, see, hometown. Hometown. Anyway, but here's what I want you to see. And there, now he marveled because of their unbelief. There he could do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands on a few sick folk and healed them. I mean, they wouldn't hear a thing in the world. They wouldn't listen to him. They weren't paying attention to what he preached, but he laid hands on a few of them anyway. And some of them got it. And he went about teaching in all of their villages. So I believe there were many more of them as time went. Because they didn't know he was doing mighty works. So, praise God. Mark 5. Was Jairus. We read this morning. He besought him greatly. Now, he's at the seashore there. He's about the Sea of Galilee. They just pushed the boat up there and his whole staff got out. He was already waiting and obviously he was up front. And he just fell right there in the edge of that water. and besought him greatly. My little daughter is at the point of death. You come lay your hands on her, she'll live. So, I present to you that Jesus did a lot of touching people. Yes. And there are scriptures that say everybody touched him were healed. Now, he didn't heal everybody. He healed all of them that would let him. So now, Acts chapter 5. Praise you, Jesus. I love this part. Let's go to this is that situation to Ananias and Sapphira. Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yea, for so much. Peter said to her, how is it that you've agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried our husband are at the door, and they'll bear it, take you out. She fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her forth and buried her by her husband. Whew. Great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. That was prayed over here in the fourth chapter. And it happened here then in the fifth. They laid hands, the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders. What's a wonder? Well, it makes you wonder. And you say, oh, I wonder why I haven't had the manifestation yet. You're in wonderment and you better get in faith. You just keep wondering and the devil will answer you. Well, you're just not worthy right now. You need to do some soul searching and die to yourself. Really? You need to go to the Lord and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Father, according to John 16:23, that whatsoever I ask the Father in his name, you would give it me, ask and receive that your joy may be made full. So I'm asking you, I believe for my manifestation. So would you give me instructions, please? Am I in the way? How am I missing it? The difference is in the attitude. So anyway, praise God. Acts 19:6. I'm like Brother Hagin. Luke titled this, The Acts of the Apostles. Actually, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit after the day of Pentecost. Yeah. Praise you. It came to pass, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having passed through the upper coast of Ephesus and finding certain disciples, and he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard where there be any Holy Ghost. And he said, unto what were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. So this was a group of Baptists that were there in Ephesus. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptisms of repentance. All right, there's another baptism, but that's not in the church. That was John baptizing and calling for repentance. Through the blood of Jesus, our sins have been reconciled. So we're baptized in water to represent what he was preaching over there. And he's the one that baptized Jesus. Oh, glory to God. So, and when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. Isn't that good? That just makes me want to camp and just preach on that whole deal. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Acts 28:8. You're going to like this. This is where they got into a hurricane. It was a named storm. And this is, he came in there. Look back here in that 27th chapter. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you would have hearkened to me. You should have hearkened to me. You should have listened to me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. He said, cheer up. Be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. 2 weeks of this. 2 weeks of being out there in that storm. They're throwing up, and he says, cheer up. The plan was greater than the storm. He's going to Jerusalem. Or Rome. He's going to Rome. God told him and the angel told him. So, they were escaped. They knew that the island was called Melita. The barbarous people showed up no little kindness. And they kindled a fire and received everyone because of the present rain, because of the cold. When Paul had gathered bundles of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out of the heat and fastened on his hand. The barbarians saw it, the venomous beast hang on his hand, and they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live. He just shook the thing off in the fire and felt no harm. Albeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen dead, but then they looked a great while and saw no harm came to him. They changed their minds, thought he's a god. Well, that's even worse. In the same quarters were possessions or estates of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux or dysentery, to whom Paul entered in and prayed. He prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. Glory to God. He prayed. He laid his hands on him. It doesn't say what he prayed. He laid his hands on him and healed him. Well, what do we say to that? Amen. What did Jesus say? It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the works. Yes. We've been a bit too timid in that area. Cornelius said, my servant, he said, I'll come heal him. All the time he's saying, it's the Father that dwells within me. He's the one does the work, and he's the good one. I'm not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been times that the Lord has directed me to say, I'll come and Jesus will heal him. I don't know that that's not what Paul prayed when he prayed. I suspect he did. Because he gave Jesus the credit for everything but the storm. He laid his hands on him. And many things happened. A great move of God began. And you can track that move of God on Malta until today. And there are great historical things about that very meeting and that very healing, and that very healing happened by the laying on of hands. No wonder the laying on of hands, the doctrine of baptisms, the fundamental doctrine of Christ is laying on of hands right in the middle of the entire situation.
As far as KCM Latin America goes, we've been in a journey of faith since we started it in 2015. It was a lot needed. I mean, literally all the roots needed to be, we needed to dig the ground, treat the ground, put the roots, sow the seed, and seeing it grow. We were on a trend of doing things, but it was kind of hard. Like, it was like little by little. There was, let's say there was not a lot of wind under our sails, right? And then COVID happened. And at that moment, I have to be honest with you, I wondered, like, how is this going to affect the whole thing? I mean, it turned the world upside down, and how are people going to react to this? And in Latin America, even more so, right? Well, that's when I believe the Holy Spirit really took over in our office and honestly in mostly every ministry. I mean, we know what happened in this ministry here in KCM USA. And what happened is that God really took over. And we were very limited in things that we could do. Obviously, we shut down way longer than a period of time like here in Texas. The good news is that being the newest office, we were highly technological and we were already operating remotely. And so that was not a surprise for us. We literally, from one day to another, we literally sent the people home instead of under the same roof, and that was it. We really kept doing the same thing. So we were prepared for that. But honestly, the Holy Spirit really did a marvelous job. I mean, literally talking about those sails I was talking to you, he started blowing the wind of the Spirit in these sails. And 2020 became a record-breaking year for us. And literally, we could see it like all things are happening. And 2021 was a breaking record year of the breaking record year. And then turned around into 2022, a non-event year, just like 2020. And sure enough, with inflation, record inflation, and a dollar that is very, very strong all around the world, we had a record-breaking year in 2022, to the point that we turned a profit for the first time since we established KCM Latin America in Bogota, Colombia. So I can only be thankful to God and His faithfulness, and He's doing it. And if He's done it up to now, He will continue to do so, because we are operating in the perfect will of God. We know that He's not done with KCM for sure. We are only accelerating in here. Seeing all the construction around here in KCM USA is nothing else but motivating. And I am inspired and fired up because, like Pastor, like you, if it happens here, it's going to happen in KCM Latin America.
God is a rewarder. He is a rewarder. It's impossible to please Him without faith, because He can't get your attention. You're not connected to Him.
Join us for the Sacramento Victory Campaign, March 23rd through March 25th. Register at kcm.org/Sacramento today.
Every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Let's read our foundation scripture, Galatians 6, 6 through 8. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. When you sow your financial seed into Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you're making it possible to send the same life-changing Word of God that you've received to others around the world. You're sowing towards the spreading of the gospel so others can receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and live a life of victory and faith. 56 years ago, in 1967, the Word of the Lord came to Brother Copeland to preach this uncompromised Word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Partners, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for your faithful giving and support. You have had a part in hundreds of millions of souls won through sending this Word of faith through every available voices of the broadcast, the magazine, products, events, social media, and the prayer line. All the ways KCM delivers the Word of God to people across the globe, listen, we believe for you to reap a mighty harvest from the seeds you've sown. Let me pray over your offering today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, in His anointing, I declare the blessings of Abraham rain upon the seed sown by KCM partners to bring forth the manifestation of their harvest according to the abundance of the kingdom. I declare all sufficiency in all things with divine abundance increase more and more to overflow by the blessing of Him who is our overflow and full of goodness according to His riches upon every believer today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the Sacramental Victory Campaign is going on right now. Join Brother Copeland and Pastors George and Terry Pearson in North Highland, California. This is a time of strengthening, building, and refreshing your spirit to take your faith to a higher level in God. Tomorrow morning will be a special healing service with Brother Copeland. And then he will finish tomorrow evening with a powerful message you won't want to miss. Admission is free, so make your plans to be there, either in person or live online on KCM.org. We'll see you again next time. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM to 36609.